Williston, North Dakota offers a haven for a new working class. Tens of thousands of newcomers have flocked to the capital of the Bakken oil boom over the last decade. The community is flush with high-paying, low-skilled work. It's bringing much in the way of economic development, but not so much in the way of high culture. A recent series of writers' workshops is trying to change that. This month, we've been bringing you a series of stories on the side effects of the Bakken. Capital reporter Dan Boyce tells us more about trying to bring out the oil boom's creative side.
Driving into Williston at night feels like descending into a bustling industrial assembly line. Roads are dominated by endless lines of trucks pulling in and out of great warehouses. The flares of distant oil rigs paint an orange glow onto the sky, which locals call the North Dakota nightlight. But there are also bastions of bohemia here, if you know where to look.
Dinosaur blood, sulfur, crustaceans.
A small group sits around tables in a shop called Books on Broadway. Hobby writers, comparing their work over freshly brewed coffee.
Pump, jack, dipping down, back up, down, oil.
The North Dakota Humanities Council put together a three-week series of writers' workshops in communities most impacted by the Bakken.
We wondered when we gave you a homework assignment if you were actually going to come back, but there you are.
Iowa State University English professor Deb Marquardt and professional writer Taylor Brorby conduct the workshops. Each consists of two classes, one where the instructors share some writing samples and get everybody thinking of ideas, and a second class the next week has attendees bringing in pieces of their own writing for feedback.
Gate manager is crunching numbers now. We have to take on more fuel.
Subject matter varies widely.
This is a story about Lydia the ladybug, who lives in our backyard and her adventures.
And the people here range from longtime Williston residents, yoga instructors, and crop adjusters, to the oil workers making up a large portion of the new population, like Michael Ogden.
I prevent oil rigs from exploding.
He works on the gas flaring systems found on oil rigs. He's originally from Polson and graduated from the University of Montana School of Journalism years ago. He had a busy work day near the South Dakota border and just finished his lyric essay about 20 minutes ago.
It is roughneck work, and if you are skilled enough to crawl past worm status, you might get lucky, but not like Monkey, the man with no thumbs who now grips levers like a lobster since the morning his thumbs were clipped off like butter.
Workshop facilitator Taylor Brorby says these sessions are producing some great writing, challenging his own stereotypes of oil country.
You find that people are willing to share deep sides of their life and what that day-to-day looks like. I don't think we're hearing those stories, and so this serves as a great opportunity to say, not everyone's going to the strip club. Some people are actually writing poems when they're at home or they're working on a short story.
The Bakken is changing. 3 years ago,
attendees say they feel a transformation starting to take hold in Williston, a move from the temporary search for a quick buck to something more.
I've seen a great move towards permanence and quality.
More writing and art can serve as an indicator of that, such as the way of boomtown economies. Facilitator Deb Marquardt.
It brings in the sort of first wave of economic activity, and then it brings other things with it. The gourmet pizza shops come, and the coffee shops come, and then maybe, you know, they'll get more theaters and then more music. And
that is, if this boom doesn't have an equally dramatic bust, something Williston has seen before.
We've seen a lot of good work, I think, here tonight.
The writers exchange contact information. They say they plan to meet up more to form a local writers group to try to build a little permanent culture of their own. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting in Williston, North Dakota.
The North Dakota Humanities Council says they will be releasing a selection of pieces from the writers' workshops in a publication due out early next year. The council is planning more workshops for next fall. You can see and hear all of the pieces from our series on Bakken spinoffs. Just follow the link on our website, mtpr.org.